This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.
Don't throw away your masks just yet. They may be making a comeback. The Biden administration is under pressure from his party to reinstate mask mandates due to a spike in COVID cases, but Republicans are pushing back. Texas Congressman Michael Burgess says the Delta variant is hitting different parts of the country in different ways.
There should be no need to retrogress into a messed up state. We all need to make our own decision.
The co-chair of the GOP Doctors Caucus says the key is vaccinations. Republicans have come out in force this week in support of the shot, saying that it is safe and effective, even against the Delta variant. Texas State Representative Philip Cortez, who left Austin in protest of voting laws, says the decision to break ranks and return was one of the hardest decisions of his political life.
It was tough because they're my Democratic family. However, a small working group felt that we needed to be addressing this battle on parallel tracks.
Cortez, who is back in San Antonio, says he wants to work with state Republicans to make their voting bill more palatable to Democrats. And number one on his list is scrapping a plan that allows poll workers greater access to the ballot box. That's been a point of contention, with some complaining about voter intimidation. The Electric Reliability Council of Texas expects to have a sufficient amount of generation to serve all of Texas next week as temperatures soar across the state. The need for power next week could reach all-time highs for ERCOT. The previous record is 74,820 megawatts, but ERCOT is confident that it can produce 80,000 megawatts if needed. The Paris-Lamar County Health District reported Thursday evening an additional 22 new cases of COVID-19, but no new deaths. The Texas DSHS coronavirus dashboard shows that the number of active COVID cases in the county has now surged to 98. The number of deaths remains at 158. McCurtain County deputies say the man wanted in a Wright City shooting Thursday morning was taken into custody about 7:30 Thursday night. Wendell Alexander was captured just south of Wright City, about 2 miles from the shooting scene. The victim was listed in stable condition at a Plano hospital. The FBI and Oklahoma Highway Patrol are also investigating. The Texas Department of State Health Services coronavirus dashboard now shows that the number of active cases of COVID in Hopkins County has risen to 41. The number of deaths, however, remains at 114. There have been 3,525 recoveries from the virus. The Texas DSHS coronavirus dashboard now shows that the number of active cases of COVID in Titus County is now 41. The number of deaths, however, remains at 84. There have been 4,144 recoveries from the virus in Titus County. Hunt County Democratic Party Vice Chairman Doc Shelby of Royce City will run for his party's nomination for the Texas 4th Congressional District seat. The district encompasses counties in northeast Texas plus Grayson, Collin, and Rockwall. The 4th District Congressional seat is currently held by Republican Pat Fallon. A Jefferson man is dead and another in custody following a hit-and-run on Patillo Road. Authorities say 52-year-old Robert James Webster was struck by a car driven by 35-year-old Cecil Ray King of Jefferson, who then allegedly fled the scene. King has been charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and murder. An inmate has died in the Van Zandt County Jail. During a routine check of jail cells, a male inmate was found unresponsive. Jail medical staff members began life-saving measures, and the inmate, whose identity was not released, died later at a Canton area hospital. Texas Rangers are investigating. I'm Dave Kirkpatrick.
This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.